looks like Hawaii just got a holiday present it might not have been expecting. In the miasma of international economic news comes a report today that our state economy may be more resilient, perhaps in spite of all that international kerfuffle. The latest annual forecast from the Economic Research Organization shows a better-than-expected picture of the year that we will soon leave, and a potentially rosier image emerging for 2016. UHERO Executive Director Carl Bonham has the top notes and the overtones. Welcome back.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Looking at the report, it seems like we've got sort of the big three going on, where you have the tourism numbers and numbers that might not necessarily have been expected to continue. Also, construction going probably as full tilt as it's going to go. And then, looking at what may be happening with a labor market. I mean, we watched all of the unemployment rates just trickle downward ever more so. Can we take some of those apart for a little bit? Let's start with tourism.
So tourism is going to end this year with a new record. We've seen records falling year after year, and it seems like almost every year we look forward and say, gosh, there's just not a whole lot of room for growth. And this year we basically maintained a nearly full Waikiki while adding a whole bunch of airlift to the neighbor islands and strong growth on all the neighbor islands in arrivals. And really all the real visitor spending growth happened on the neighbor islands. Real visitor spending on Oahu actually declined. With all that, with the weakness of the yen and the weakness of other currencies, we didn't really expect that we'd have quite this much growth for 2015. And with the continued weakness in those currencies, that's kind of one of the major international issues with the strength of the dollar. We're looking at not quite so much growth next year from those key non-Japanese international markets that have been such huge growth factors for us.
How does Europe figure into this? Just very briefly, I know that's not a focus, but clearly a lot of people are thinking about what's happening now in Europe.
Yeah, on the visitor, in terms of direct impact to Hawaii, it's very limited. I mean, the real question, people worry about, are we going to lose visitors to Europe because the strength of the dollar? Now there's concerns about terrorism and growing problems associated with migration flows throughout Europe. So Europe is a bigger issue for the global economy, and particularly their overall economic impact. And we didn't write as much about that in this report. We focused more on the rest of Asia because of its direct influence on Hawaii.
All right, so let's get back to Hawaii and look at the construction market. It seems like finally it got to the point where it was moving pretty much in the direction that you forecast.
The big differences this year are the strength of the job figures. I mean, the permit numbers we've talked about in the past, they're not really a leading indicator anymore, particularly when you're talking about high-rise construction. Those permits tend to come out after the construction is already well underway, or they tend to be officially released by the building department after the construction's well underway. And so some of the real signs of growth there are in the 5%+ growth in jobs and very strong growth, 5%+ growth in real wages in the construction industry. And you were talking about retail a minute ago, and the data we have on retail wage growth has been very strong this year. 9% real wage growth in the retail sector. I think that's through the first half of the year.
All right. Well, while we're talking about wage growth, the projections for this year will be, what, on average about 4%?
So total labor earnings, about 4% real growth for this year. And, we've characterized that as likely being the best we're going to see in this cycle. There's some upside and downside potentials there. If we were to see much slower inflation than we expect for next year, you could see real earnings grow stronger in 2016. And, you basically have to know what's going to happen to energy to know what's going to happen to inflation in this environment.
And that's part of it. We sort of got, the gift of having lower oil prices. Clearly, they've been pretty low over the last couple of weeks, especially last week, this week. That is dicey, but still, it's not going to go popping up or shooting up probably anytime soon.
Well, we don't think so. The oil markets, the futures market certainly doesn't think so. If you look at, if we're at $40 a barrel, say, through the first quarter of next year, that's still a large decrease over the first half of 2015. We were up about $65 a barrel in the beginning of 2015. So there's still room for lower electricity rates, for lower gasoline prices. And if you, you know, if you look at the effects of, a 50% decline in energy prices, and we've seen way more than that, you're talking about adding 1% to GDP growth in Hawaii. And so this is, you know, this is benefiting consumers. And so if we were to stay down at that $40 a barrel range, say, through the first half or even all of next year, that adds another boost to this forecast that, you know, so we're actually forecasting higher oil prices than that next year. And so that would add a boost to this forecast and could lead next year's real income growth to be even stronger.
Which might make a real difference if you have slow inflation for a lot of people, just
absolutely.
More purchasing power.
Yeah, sure.
Which might make people feel a lot better.
Yeah, when you get the, you know, when you get that those boosts in inflation, you don't tend to get the income growth to go along with it right away. It takes time for that income growth to catch up. And that's part of the reason why our forecasts, our longer term forecasts for real income growth are a little bit lower, because, you know, we're thinking you're going to stop having that drag from lower energy prices. You're going to start seeing the higher rents and higher home prices really show up. And so that's where we get the 3% plus inflation rate in the out years.
Last time we talked, you mentioned that you thought that 2015, as we would look back on it, would be the stellar year, the peak of this cycle. Is this really as good as it gets?
I think if it's not 2015, it's probably going to be 2016. And, you know, we've talked about the fact that this business cycle is kind of getting long in the tooth, and we're well past the average length of an expansion. And so, you know, you start and the construction, rising construction costs, rising prices, what we should see is rising wages because of lower unemployment. All those things kind of act to start to slow growth as we get out into 2017, 2018, you know, and whether 2015 is the best year or 2016 ends up being the best year, we won't complain if it's 2016, right, if we get another strong year. But this probably is as good as it gets in this cycle in terms of growth rates.
And so as people are planning for business growth, as they're looking at personal expenditures moving into 17, 18, 19, you know, the end of this decade, your advice to them would be?
Well, you have to plan for things to slow down a little bit, right? And of course, it depends on which sector you're in. If you're serving the Japanese market, it may very well get better because, you know, the yen stops depreciating at the rate it has been. But you have to expect that the farther out we go, we're going to start sort of converging on a growth rate that's consistent with a population growth rate of sub 1% statewide, stronger on the neighbor islands, less on Oahu. And so, you know, you're going to have less job growth, less real income growth, you know, something in the neighborhood of 2% overall growth instead of 4%.
So enjoy it now while it lasts, potentially for the next year or so, and keep your eye on the end of the decade and make really good plans.
Yeah.
If that's possible. Carl, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Carl Bonham was a founding member of UHERO in 1997 and is currently its executive director. He's also a professor of economics. We'll be right back.